Workers began pumping chlorine Wednesday into water below the rafting channel at the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte to remove an organism linked to a woman's death. Under a plan health officials approved this week, the treated water will be discharged into the Catawba River. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax reports.
The Whitewater Center halted all whitewater kayaking and rafting in late June after tests found a common type of amoeba that in rare instances is deadly. The tests came after the death of an 18-year-old Ohio woman whose only known exposure to the organism was in the whitewater rafting channel. The center is treating the water with a heavy dose of chlorine that will kill 99.99% of the amoeba and just about anything else living in the water, says Mecklenburg Health Department Chief Marcus Plescia.
That is 10 times what we believe is the concentration necessary to kill this particular organism, or really to kill any organism that might be in there.
Federal, state, and local officials, along with environmental groups, agreed on the process Monday. It keeps the chlorine level high for several hours, then treats the water again with a second chemical to remove the chlorine. Water then will be discharged into a wetland just north of the center, and from there flow into the Catawba River. Officials also plan to remove sediment at the bottom of the pond, which also contains amoeba. They'll spread it over an upland area. The amoeba is naturally occurring and isn't usually a problem unless it gets up your nose. If that happens, it can cause a deadly brain infection. Health officials say there are only a handful of cases nationwide every year. Plescia said about 6.3 million gallons of water will flow into the river.
We really feel good about this, and I know this kind of thing raises anxiety, but we want people to understand that we've really tried to put multiple components in this to make sure people can feel secure about this and feel that there's not any danger to public health or to the environment.
It's not clear yet when the Whitewater Center's rafting channel will reopen. The county still has to approve new treatment and monitoring systems for the channel to ensure amoeba don't become a problem again. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.